So this past week, the New York Times finally obtained 10 years of President Trump's IRS tax transcripts, not the tax returns, not the actual tax returns. IRS tax transcripts are apparently certified accurate documents that the IRS uses during tax audits, which, of course, President Trump has been saying he's been under audit, and all the naysayers have to, I guess, stop neighing now. While the news media is just simply swooning over the poor numbers that they show, giving them cause to accuse Trump of being a fraud, a variety of other things, they are overlooking one major cause of Trump's weak financial times. Two words: Atlantic City. Being a frequent visitor to the city over the years, I believe I can speak from experience here. Trump owned, among other hotels, the Taj Mahal Hotel and Casino. That was responsible, and it's seen on these forums apparently, for over $800 million of Trump's debt during this 10-year period that the New York Times got a hold of. Now, was that because Trump couldn't operate a hotel casino? No. It's because the blowhard, phony New Jersey politicians and governors over the years never lived up to their promise to revitalize Atlantic City, and that left the city looking like a cross between the South Bronx and a bombed-out Afghan village. You know, it's kind of tough to draw people through a disaster like that. But here's the bigger question of all this. Who handed these documents over to the New York Times? Was it someone of the IRS? The FBI? Was it someone within the Trump Organization? That's the question I'd really like to hear the answer to. Of course, the cable news talking heads are already calling this spectacular journalism worthy of the Pulitzer Prize. So that's what's now considered great journalism: having someone hand you something and you don't lose it before it's published.